Chapter 7. Danger. I continued on my way. Suddenly, I heard the sound of horses and of men talking, so I left the road and hid behind a big rock. I saw four men riding towards me. One man was very big and had red hair. I stood up as the men passed. "Excuse me," I said to the man with the red hair. "Can you tell me the way to James Stewart's house?"
"I'm going to see him now," said the man. "You can come with me. I'm Colin Campbell, the king's representative."
This was the man called the Red Fox. Just as he finished speaking, there was a shot, and the Red Fox fell from his horse. He lay on the ground bleeding. "Oh, I'm dying," he cried. I looked up at the hillside and saw a man in black running away. I ran after the man.
"Get that man!"
shouted one of Campbell's men, pointing at me.
"He stopped us so that his friend could shoot Campbell!"
When I heard his words, I realized I was in danger and began to run away.
"Come here!"
said a voice from behind some trees. Without thinking, I ran behind the trees and I found Alan Stewart standing there. He had a fishing rod in his hand, but there was no time to ask why.
"Come, we must escape from here,"
Alan said, and he took me along the mountainside. Sometimes we ran and sometimes we crawled on our hands and knees. Finally, Alan stood up and let the soldiers see him. Then we found a place to hide until the soldiers passed us. When we weren't able to see them anymore, we went quickly back by the same path. After some time, we stopped to rest. "Alan," I said, "I like you very much, but I can't be friends with a murderer."
"I don't understand," Alan said.
"You killed Colin Campbell," I answered.
"I didn't kill Colin Campbell," Alan said. "I can't kill a man on my family's land, because the soldiers will punish my people. Also, I haven't got a gun. I've only got a fishing rod. I came here to fish."
"I'm sorry that I accused you," I said. "Please forgive me."
"I forgive you, David," Alan said and shook my hand.
"What do we do now, Alan?" I asked.
"We must run away, or the soldiers will kill us," said Alan.
We sat down to eat and drink before we left. "Where will we go?" I asked Alan.
"To see my cousin, James Stewart,"
answered Alan. We walked until after dark, and finally came to James's house. Alan whistled three times, and a tall, handsome man opened the door and called out to us.
"You are welcome, but you are here at a terrible time," said James. "Colin Campbell is dead, and the English soldiers believe that the people of Appin are responsible for it. We're hiding our swords and guns before the soldiers come to search the house."
James took us into his house, and we ate dinner in the kitchen, but he continued to worry about the danger that he and his family were in.
"Alan, you know that the soldiers will think I'm responsible for this," said James. "They will probably kill me because it happened on Stuart land. You two must escape quickly, or they will kill you too."
Alan put on some clean clothes that James gave him. James also gave me some new clothes because my clothes were torn and dirty. He gave me shoes made of deer leather. They were very comfortable. I went to put on the clothes, and when I returned, James gave us guns and swords. James's wife gave us a bag of food and a bottle of whiskey for our journey. There was very little money in the house, but James gave us all the money he had.
"Alan, you know that I am the magistrate in Appin. I will have to offer a reward for the capture of you and your friend, because the soldiers think that you shot Colin Campbell, the Red Fox," said James. "Yes, I understand that," said Alan.
"Why don't you offer a reward for the real murderer, the man in black?" I asked.
"I suspect the man who killed the Red Fox is one of our neighbours," said James. "I can't offer a reward for a neighbour. It's not honourable."
"All right, then," I said, "offer a reward for my capture, but don't give my name."
"Thank you, young man," said James's wife.
will never forget this. It will be difficult for the king to accuse James of the murder of Colin Campbell when James offers a reward for his own cousin and his friend.